up here. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is John, Mr. John to some of you. I am the kids director here at Kemp'sville Christian. If you notice, there are a lot of little ones in the room this morning, all the way down to our toddlers. And normally, family Sundays happen on the very last Sunday of every month. And as a reminder, family Sundays are a time for parents to worship with and disciple their kids. It's also a chance for the church body as a whole to welcome the younger ones into worship and show them that they belong here with us and not just on the second floor, right? But today is a little bit different, okay? I was scheduled to preach this morning, and I decided that instead of finding a replacement for me back in Rooted Kids and me being in here, I just thought I'd bring everyone in here with me, all right? So that's what we're going to do. By the way, this is part of why I closed off the balcony this morning, because we're going to do some fun stuff, some exciting stuff, and it's going to be way harder to see if you're sitting up on the balcony, all right? So we're going to do things down here, and we're going to do it Rooted Kids style, okay? So Rooted Kids style, what does that mean? What does that entail? Well, we do all kinds of cool stuff up there on the second floor. We play games, we do activities, we wear costumes and wigs, we have props. There's a lot of audience participation, okay? Yeah, and now I know, I can just tell, I can feel it. Some of you are thinking, why did I come this morning? I should not have come this morning. But don't worry, this is just like school. Okay? This is just like school. If you don't make eye contact with me, I can't see you. So I can't get you to come up here to help me. All right? But in all seriousness, I want to encourage you to do two things this morning. And kids, I'm talking to the adults here, all right? Because you guys know how we do stuff, right? But I'm talking to the adults here. Adults, I want to encourage you to do two things this morning. First, don't just sit and view this as something to just sit back and enjoy, okay? The reason that we come together to worship is to glorify our Creator and to know Him more, right? So engage with this. Even if, I'm not saying you have to get up here and help me, even if you don't come up here and help me, engage with what we're doing. Don't just sit back and relax just because it's not a typical sermon, all right? So that's number one. Number two, I encourage you to remember that the basics of our faith are never too juvenile or boring or repetitive to go over again, right? Think about Jesus Loves Me. We're going to sing a version of Jesus Loves Me later. We kind of all view that as a kid's song. That's what we think of when we think of Jesus Loves Me. But what a beautiful, deep truth in that song, right? So this morning, let yourselves learn afresh what maybe you think you already know with new ears and new hearts. Okay? Can I pray? Can I pray over us before we start? Let's pray. God, our Father, you are with us, you are for us, and you never stop loving us. Jesus said, He is the bread of life. So we come to the Word this morning hungry for more of you. As we worship, may your Holy Spirit help us to know you better and delight in you more. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so kids, we haven't been in here. You guys have been in the second floor for a few weeks, but just so you guys know, and as a reminder to all of us, we've put a pause on our series on the book of John for the Christmas season, and we've started to look at how Jesus is better, okay? Jesus is better. So this morning, we are going to talk about Jesus as the better prophet. Jesus as the better prophet, and we're going to look at some highlights from the story of Moses, and we are going to see how, in all of these instances, Jesus is better. Now, I'm going to have some volunteers come up and help me this morning, but before I do, I've got a way to get all of us involved, even if it's just from your seat, okay? And here's what it is. When I say the words, Jesus is, I want you to say, better. Simple enough? Think we can do it? Yeah, everyone's like, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Let's try it, shall we? Jesus is? That was pretty good. Let's try it one more time. Ready? Jesus is? Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so Jesus as the better Moses, all right? Did you know that Moses himself told the Israelites, told God's people, that someone better was coming? Rooted kids, this should sound familiar to some of you. This was our key passage not that long ago. Moses says in Deuteronomy 18:15, you remember this one? It says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me." That's right. "Prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must" what? "You must listen to him." Moses is telling this to the people. Very good, very good. So even Moses himself knew that something better was on the way, okay? So let's dive into the story of Moses and see how Jesus is. Oh, you guys are on it. Okay, so I'm gonna call up all of my volunteers. I gotta start with, this is the only one I've planned out, okay? So I'm gonna need your help this morning, because if I don't get volunteers, none of this works. All right, but this is the only one I've planned out. I got Scott Faulkner to come up here and help me be Moses, okay? That's right. That's right. Now Scott, when I asked him, he said, "Did you just ask me because I'm old? Is that why? Because I'm an old Moses?" And I said, "No, Scott, it's because you're wise," right? That's right, that's right. Plus, go ahead and put this on, Mr. Moses. Here you go. There you go. Look at that. Look at that. All right, I got a staff for you here, too. Okay. All right. There he is. There he is. Look at that. Now, all right, what do you think, kids? He look okay? I don't know. So I think something is missing. You're a little clean shaven for my taste. I don't know. I think Moses probably had a really good beard. Here you go, Mr. Scott. Here you go. There you go. Look at that. You can adjust that. Look at him. Look at Moses. There he is. Okay. Now, so we got Moses, but Moses led some people, right? He led the Israelites. So I'm going to need some Israelites, all right? Yep, you too. Come on. Come on, you guys. Come on. Come on. Amos, you want to come up too? Come on. Come on. Any more? Yes, Luke and Brooklyn? I can't have only kid Israelites. I got to have a couple adults. Who's willing? Who's going to be the first one? Yeah, Alex, you too. Yes, come on. Yes. Come on, guys. Okay, Moses, you go up on the stage. Israelites, you come up on the stage, kind of file in behind Moses. Come on, Amos. There you go. There we go. Thanks, guys. There we go. Look at this. You guys want to be Israelites too? Okay, awesome. This is a good-looking crew. Here we go. All right, Israelites, good job. Okay, I love it. So we've got Moses and we've got our Israelites. I'm gonna need a Pharaoh, and I'm gonna need some soldiers. A Pharaoh and do you want to be my Pharaoh? Yes, you? Come on, Pharaoh. Come on down, Pharaoh. Pharaoh, I got you. Oh, look, you're matching the Pharaoh headdress here. Look at that. We got our Pharaoh. Well, hold on. Stay here, Pharaoh. Pharaoh, come over here. Pharaoh, I got your scepter here, okay? We got Pharaoh. Now, I got to have soldiers. Pharaoh had soldiers. Brian? Oh, we got a good soldier here. I need more soldiers. We can do kids, too. Ben, you want to be a soldier? You want to be a soldier, Ben? Here, Brian, come over here. Here, we got you a horse, too. There's your horse. Come on, come some over here. Over here, Brian. Over here. Soldiers, come over here. Do we got two soldiers here? Got two soldiers here? here, Ben. Here. You can be the horse sound. Your horse sound. All right. Warren, you wanna be a soldier? Here. You wanna be a soldier? Here, Ben. Wear your hat. There you go. Okay. I need at least Cullen. Yes. Okay, great. Cullen, here. You take this, Cullen. Here you go, buddy. There you go. All right. Mom, you joining too? You're going to be our horse sound. Okay. All right, soldiers, you come over here. You're a soldier. Yes, you are. I love it. All right. So we got Pharaoh. We got my soldiers. I need some people to be my water. I need some water. Some water people. I need four. Water people, two. Love it. Huh? Three. It's simple. It's easy. You sit down quick. You two, both of you. Come on. Come on up. Both of you. Here we go. You two, come over here. Yep. You two, come over here. Good. You're wonderful. Okay. I think that's everybody. I think that's all I need. Okay. All right. perfect. You guys come right here. Good, good. All right. So I've got all my volunteers, okay? So we're going to start out with the story of Moses, all right? So we start with God's people, the Israelites. Look at this beautiful group of Israelites. The Israelites, you guys had been slaves in Egypt for hundreds and hundreds of years. But God heard the cries of his people, and he sent Moses to save them. Moses, strike a pose for us, Moses. There you go. All right. Okay, good, good. Yeah, that's probably about as confident as Moses was. That's why he needed Aaron, right? Okay, so we're going to fast forward through a lot of the story in Egypt, but here's the gist of it. If you remember, Moses kept asking Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let my people go, right? Let my people go, Pharaoh. And every time Pharaoh said, no way, until finally there were 9 plagues, horrible plagues that happened in Egypt, and then there was a 10th one. And in that 10th plague, Pharaoh's firstborn and the firstborn in all of Egypt died, right? And after that plague, finally, Pharaoh sent away God's people, and Moses leads them to the Red Sea. May, come up here. Come grab this. Grab this. Come over here on where I'm standing. Yep. Now back up all the way. Go all the way. Yep. You do the same. Come on. Here you go. Moses brought them to back all the way. May, you stand on this side. Yep. Yep. There it is. You grab the other end. You grab the other end here. Good, good. Moses brought them to the Red Sea. Look at that. There we go. Give us some choppy waters here, Red Sea. I love it. I love it. So they come to the Red Sea. Uh-oh. How are we going to get across the Red Sea? But across the Red Sea is freedom. They're going to get out of Egypt if they cross the Red Sea. So here's the thing. God tells Moses to lift up his staff, and you know what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen? The parts, the red water. Moses, raise up your staff, and the waters part. Part the waters, Red Sea. Look at that. Beautiful. And Moses begins, lovely. Moses begins, come on, Israelites, to lead the people through the Red Sea to the other side. Now, hang out right here, right about here. Hang out right here. Hang out right here. Good job. Good job, Red Sea. Good job, Israelites. Okay, now, here's what the Israelites didn't realize. That as they were coming through to the other side of the Red Sea, Pharaoh had told, had changed his mind, right? And he told his soldiers, we're going to go after them. We're going after the Israelites. So here's what happened. The soldiers, go ahead, soldiers, let's hear the horse sounds. Slow going, but they were going. That's it. They were chasing, very menacing. They were chasing the Israelites. Oh, no. All right, Israelites, go ahead. May let them through here. Israelites, they made it through. The Israelites made it through. They ran away. They ran away from the soldiers. Good, good. And soldiers, they started to chase them. They started to chase them. That's right. But you know what happened? You know what happened? This is great. You know what happened to the soldiers? The waters, the Bible says the waters, that's right, Mark. The waters covered, yes, cover them, it covered the soldiers. And they were buried by the water. Oh no, they were buried by the waters. So the Israelites made it through to the other side. The Israelites made it through, but the soldiers didn't. All right, soldiers, you're good. You can sit down unless you want to be an Israelite. You can join the Israelites. It's up to you. Put your stuff back in the bin. Good, good. Water. Water, you guys are good. You can sit down. Good job. Good job. Yep. Good, good. So through Moses, the Israelites were now walking in freedom. Through Moses, the Israelites were now walking in freedom. But as we know, Jesus is... You better believe it. You better believe it. You see, Jesus leads us out of slavery and into freedom. Did you know that? Through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection, we have freedom. What are we free from? Oh, sin. We are free from sin. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 tells us this. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus, from the law of sin and death. And why is that good news? Because the fair payment for sin is death. That's right. And Jesus paid that debt for us. We got an Israelite with a sword. The fair payment for sin is death. And Jesus paid that debt for us. It's a debt that you and I could never repay. And in Christ, we are free. We are free. Free from sin. We're free from death. And free to live a life of righteousness by the power of his Spirit. Okay? Good job, everybody. Now, come on. Moses continued to lead them. Here we go, Moses. Moses, I want you to come in here. Israelites, come down this way. So they're free. The Israelites are finally free. Anybody know where the Israelites are headed? Where are we headed? To the Promised Land. You got it. You got it. We're headed to the Promised Land. It's a land that God promised to his people many years before. Come on, Israelites, all the way down here. Come like right here. Good job. Good. All right. So for now, they were in the wilderness, and the Israelites came to, everybody look here, they came to Mount Sinai. We got Mount Sinai here. And it was here that the prophet Moses was going to go up on the mountain, and he would receive the words that God wanted him to tell to the people. Okay? So God told Moses to go up there, and God said, I'm going to meet you in a cloud, in a thick cloud on Mount Sinai. So Moses, go ahead up there, Moses. You can leave your staff down here if you need to. Moses climbs up. Israelite, go ahead, climb up. Climb up the ladder here. Yep, there you go. Just a few up. There you go. Good, good, good. And while he was up there, a cloud came down. Go ahead and just throw that over your head there. There you go. Good. Good. That's it. A cloud came down where God was. The Bible also says, Israelites, did you know that while he was up there, there was thunder? There was thunder. And there was lightning. There was lightning. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. There was also, everyone be a little scared. That was a little scary. Can you be scared? Yeah, good job. There was also a trumpet blast. Good job. Good job. Okay. So that's what happened when Moses was up on the mountain. Now, while Moses was up there, do you know what words Moses received from God? Do you know? What? Ten Commandments was a part of it. It was God's law, right? It was God's law. He received God's law, and the Israelites were supposed to obey God's law. Now, while Moses was up there, the Israelites were a little busy. We remember this story? Israelites, come over right here to the center. Just not on the stage, just right there. The Israelites, while Moses was up there, you stay up there, Moses. While Moses was up there, the Israelites were a little bit busy. You guys stay down there. And they were busy creating a golden calf. Oh, no. And you know what they were doing with the golden calf? They were bowing down and worshiping the golden calf. Everyone bow. Everyone bow. Get down. Get down and bow. Everyone get down. Get down on your knees. Yep, yep, good, 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 good. So they were worshiping. They had already forgotten God's faithfulness and goodness to them. They were already disobedient. And Moses hadn't even come down with God's law yet. All right. So as they were doing that, Moses, come on down. Bring one of the two of the stone tablets with you. Right there. Yep, go ahead and grab two of them. Uh-oh. Someone's going to have a hard time at the end of service there. Okay, come on. Moses brings God's law down from the mountain, and he sees what is going on. Oh, no. And what does Moses do? Do you remember? What does Moses do? He throws him down. Throw him. Yeah. Whoa. Smash him, Moses. Smash him. Go ahead. Yeah. There it is. Okay. Good. So he was so angry, he threw them. He threw him down. So he had to go back up on the mountain. Go ahead, Moses. Back up on the mountain. Up you go. There you go. He goes back up on the mountain. And while Moses was up there, he talks to God again. And he gets a second set of tablets. All right, get your tablets, Moses. Here we go. He gets a second set of tablets. And this time, when Moses came down from the mountain, you know what was happening? His face was shining. Look at that. His face was shining, everybody. That's right. Oh, amazing. Whoa. His face was shining because, the Bible says, because he had been in the presence of God, right? Just talking with God had made his face radiant, okay? So, Moses brought the words of God to his people, but Jesus is... That's right. You better believe it. Did you know that many years later, Jesus also brought words of God to people? In fact, one of his most famous sermons was a sermon given on a mount. That's right. Just like Moses received God's word on a mountain. But Jesus didn't just say the words of God to people. He is the word himself. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word..." Oh, sorry, "the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That's right, that's right. That's Jesus. We're talking about Jesus here. Jesus is the better Word, right? You can jingle all the way. Okay. Also, Moses' face was radiant after being in the presence of God, but Hebrews chapter 1 says Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. So Jesus didn't just reflect God, he was God, right? And Moses could bring the words of God to the people, but Moses couldn't do anything to help them obey. Obviously, they messed up a lot, right? But through Jesus, we have the power to obey, don't we? We have the Holy Spirit who guides us and who changes our hearts and minds so that we can better obey God's commands and become more like him. And there's more. And Jesus gives us his own obedience. Do you know that? Jesus gives us his own obedience because Jesus perfectly obeyed God's law, then died for us and rose again so that if we follow him, when God looks at us, he doesn't see us. What does he see? He sees Jesus. That's right. That's right. He sees the righteousness and perfection of Jesus. All right. Good job. Moses, put your tablets down there. Okay. So the Israelites are free. And now, that's right. Now they have God's law. Okay. Israelites, come shift over here. Come over here, Israelites. Good. Come over just to this area right here. Mm-hmm. Just stand right here. Right here. Right here. Stand right here on the floor. On the floor. On the floor, on the floor. Good, 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 good. Now, the Israelites are finally free, and they have God's law. Okay? Now, they are on the floor, guys. On the floor, so we can all see. On the floor. Good. Stand on the floor. Stand on the floor, Israelites. I know. Okay. So, they are still making their way to the promised land, but here's the problem. They've sinned. They've been disobedient. And their punishment is being forced to wander in the wilderness for how many years, do you know? 40, you got it, for 40 years before they get to see the promised land, okay? So they're wandering and they're wandering. One time, as they were wandering, they got thirsty. Now, this happened more than once, but this is just one particular time. They got thirsty, and they were so thirsty, everyone pretend you're thirsty. Good. They complained to Moses. Come on, Moses. They come, "Hey, where's your staff? Go get your staff, Moses. What are you doing? Come on. One job, right?" Man, charge of God's law. Can't even keep track of my own staff. Scott is doing this very willingly this morning. Okay. So Moses, they complain to Moses, and Moses tells God, and so God tells Moses to speak to a rock. He says, "Speak to the rock, and out of the rock, water would flow." But here's the thing. Instead of speaking to the rock, do you know what Moses did? He hit the rock. Moses hit it up here twice. He hit the rock twice. Good. And when he hit the rock twice, you know what happened? Water came out. Water came out. What? This may have been a mistake. Water came out. There we go. Good, 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 good. It says, water came out abundantly, and everyone drank. You'll notice that there are water bottles around you right now. If you're thirsty, you don't have to, but if you're thirsty, go ahead and join us. Drink the water with us. Drink the water as the Israelites. That's right. They drank abundantly. This will be good enough for us up here. The streamers will have to do for us. So they all drank abundantly. No, okay, all right, shh, listen, guys, listen. Now, Moses was punished as a result of this, but we're going to get to that in just a second. Moses provided water to the people by striking the rock, but Jesus is?
There.
You got it. See, in this story, Moses is in the wilderness, and he sinned by striking the rock instead of speaking to it. He didn't trust in God to provide what they needed. There's also a story, There's also a story where Jesus was in the wilderness, not for 40 years, but for 40 days. And while he was there, he was faced with temptation directly from the devil. Remember this story? And since Jesus is, Jesus never sinned. And it's because Jesus never sinned, because he's perfect, that his death on the cross could make us right with God. And not only that, but just like the rock that Moses struck, Jesus was also struck. He was struck and killed on a cross, and from him flows water, right? But it's not physical water that we get from Jesus, is it? We get what kind of water? Living water. We get living water. In John chapter 4, it says this. This is Jesus talking. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water I give him will never be thirsty again. The water I give him will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So in Jesus, we are fully satisfied and we have eternal life. Okay? All right, everybody. So we got the water. Israelites, I'm going to need you to leave the water here, okay? And follow me. Moses, actually don't follow me, follow Moses. Moses, lead your people. So the Israelites have now wandered. It's been 40 years, okay? It's been 40 years, and they're wandering, and they're wandering, and they're wandering. And finally we come to the promised land. Everyone, go right in here in this little area. Yes, not past the Christmas tree. Stay in front of the Christmas tree. Good, Israelites. Good, good, good. I know. Okay, here we go. Israel, we got a straggler. Okay, so this land is a land that was promised to the Israelites. The Bible says it was a land flowing with milk and honey. It was peace and rest and abundant life with God himself living among his people. But here's a problem. Now that we were finally at the promised land, Moses, was not allowed into the promised land. In fact, Moses died right before they got to the promised land. And this was, I know you're really disappointed, Scott. This was Moses' punishment for not trusting in God to provide when he struck the rock instead of spoke to it. So Moses didn't get to enter. Moses, you can sit down, all right? Go ahead, sit down, Moses. I know. But here's the thing. But the Israelites did get to go in, okay? The Israelites did get to go in. And finally, I'm gonna scoot you over here. Finally, after all these years, it was time to party. Time to party! Party, Israelites! Have a party! Yeah! Yeah! We got a party!
So good!
Time to party! Yeah!
The sugar and spice.
Yeah. No, I can't.
I'll
put it right there. Yeah, it's a party.
Sugar is fine.
All right.
So nice.
But here's the
so
thing. Nice. But here's the thing. All right, stop. Stop. Everybody stop. Everybody stop. Hold the balloons. Hold up. Hold the balloons. Hold on. There's a problem. The good news stops there. Once the Israelites were finally, once they were finally in the promised land, eventually they lost it. They lost the promised land. They were disobedient and they were rebellious and they were taken over and forced out. All right, everybody, put your balloons down. Israelites, go sit down. Put your stuff down. Put it down. Put it down, Israelites. They were forced out of the promised land. Go sit down. Go sit down. They were forced out. Good. So the Israelites were forced out of the promised land. So Moses led them to the promised land, but not into the promised land, did he? And the Israelites didn't even get to stay there because of their disobedience. The party mostly had to come to an end. The party had to come to an end. And it's heartbreaking, isn't it? It doesn't seem like this should be the end. After all these years of wandering, all the things that the Israelites had to endure, it feels incomplete, doesn't it? It feels like this shouldn't be the end of the story. Surely God didn't mean for it to end like this. And he didn't, did he? Because remember, Jesus is
there.
That's right. See, Jesus leads us to and into a better promised land, his kingdom, right? One day, because of what Jesus has done for us, we will be with him forever. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will enter true rest forever with him. And unlike the Israelites who lost the promised land, guess what? There's no chance we're ever losing it. There's no chance we're going to lose it. You know why? Because Jesus is
better.
That's right. And we're not getting there through the good stuff that we do. It is only through Jesus that we enter the better promised land. And because of Jesus' perfection, once we're there, it is not possible for us to lose it. Because the reward that we have is only had in him. Not only that, but not only is Jesus the way to the promised land, but Jesus himself is the promised land. In John 14, 6, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." True rest and fulfillment is only found in Jesus himself, both now and forever. Okay, so what should we take away from this morning? Jesus is?
There.
You got it. So here's what we looked at this morning. The story of the Red Sea, let's review this. The story of the Red Sea, let's get it up there. Story of the Red Sea, there we go. Moses led the Israelites to freedom from Egypt. But Jesus offers us freedom from sin. What sin in your life is still holding you captive? Through Jesus, you have freedom from that. Repent from it, turn away from it, and allow his spirit to change you as you follow him. Here's the second thing we talked about, the story of God's law, right? God's law. Moses gave the words of God to the people. But Jesus, the better word, gives us power to obey and his own obedience. Are there places in your life where you're trying to impress God with how well you're obeying? You can't do it, can you? You can't do it. Jesus' obedience is better, no matter how good you think you are. Or are there areas in your life where you feel like you can't fully obey, so you might as well not even try, right? Don't give up. You have the power and the presence of God himself in you to resist temptation and to pursue righteousness. The story of water from the rock. Moses sinned while providing the Israelites water to drink, but Jesus never sinned, and he gives us living water. Are you settling for things in your life that you know are never going to satisfy you? pursuing what you know will never quench the thirst that is deep in your soul. Don't settle for anything less than the living water that we have free access to. And finally, the story of the Promised Land. See, Moses led the people to the Promised Land, but not into it. Jesus leads us to a better Promised Land. Are you clinging too tightly to the place where you feel most at home here on earth? It might be good, and it might be beautiful. It might even be restful, but it's not truly home. Home is only with Jesus himself. And of course, we want new bodies, new and healthy bodies. We want to be reunited with loved ones. We want no more suffering. That's part of the beauty of the Promised Land, right? But the ultimate hope of the better Promised Land is the presence of Christ himself. And one day, the better Promised Land will become a reality for us. And it's there that we will have forever rest and peace and security with Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we praise you that you are a God who has stayed faithful to your people for thousands of years. God, we know that you will continue to be faithful forever. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us through Jesus, who made himself one of us and yet was and is better. We know that through him, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, our sins can be wiped away, and we have the hope of living with you forever in the better Promised Land. Lord, we praise you for your Spirit. May he change our hearts and minds this week to be more and more like you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.